Good morning. My name is Tabitha, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics First Quarter 2015 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Rudnick, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tabitha. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' First Quarter 2015 Earnings Conference Call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhang Huang, and his Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Enmin Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Huang, I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may be different from those discussed today. We refer you to a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, June 4, 2015. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zhang Huang, China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Enmin Hen. Sandy Kuhn will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫. 我代表公司欢迎大家参加 2015年第一季度财报电话会议.
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our first quarter 2015 earnings conference call.
我们很高兴向大家汇报 2015年第一季度良好的财务成绩。即使房地产和施工建设面临困难的情况下，我们的销售收入也与去年同期持平。 同时得益于高好的产品价格接受率，更好的原材料采购，不断提升的成本效益，公司的毛利率增长了49%，但是由于销售量下降和固定的经营成本，本季度公司的盈利 受到一定的限制.
We reported positive cash flow for the first quarter of 2015 amidst challenging conditions in China's real estate and construction sectors. While our top line was virtually even with the year-ago quarter, continued market acceptance of our productive pricing, better raw materials procurement, and improved cost efficiency led to a 49% increase in our gross profit. However, our lower sales volume and operating expenses constrained our profitability in the quarter.
我公司拥有的设备每年可生产7200万平方米的瓷砖，公司在本季度利用其中2700万平方米的设备，虽然第一季度 销售量比往年有所下降，市场对我们高利润瓷砖的需求持续上升。我们预计该产品会保持合理稳定的平均售价。We
utilized the production facilities capable of producing 27 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year out of a total annual production capacity of 7.2 million square meters. Although sales volume in the first quarter was lower than in past periods, we saw demand rise for our higher margin ceramic tiles, which sustained the reasonably solid average selling price of our products.
由于房地产行业房源充足，居民住宅定价疲软。 我们认为在今年以下时间，公司的经营环境会依然充满挑战。但房地产行业在中国的城市 发展建设中占有重要地位，对政府拉动国内消费增长有所影响。我们的销售队伍有图的定位，主要关键房地产开发行业潜在的公司合并，积极寻找新的市场机会。我们相信公司的强劲的资产和经营设备会使我们养成重要的新业务。接下来我想请财务总监谢万先生来详细介绍公司的营收情况，谢谢。
We believe that the operating environment for the rest of the year will continue to be challenging, attributable to abundant real estate inventory and the soft pricing of residential housing. However, the real estate sector continues to be an important component of China's urban growth, which is a key to achieving the government's goal of boosting China's domestic consumption. We believe that our sales team is uniquely positioned to focus on the potential consolidation of real estate development companies, and that our strong balance sheet and operating infrastructure will enable us to win important new business. With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Heng, who will discuss the company's earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the first quarter of 2015. Our revenue for the first quarter end March 31st, 2015 was RMB 209.8 million, or US$33.8 million, an increase of 0.5% from the first quarter of 2014. The year-over-year increase in revenue was primarily due to a 6.4% increase in average sales price to RMB 29.8 from the year-ago quarter, partially offset by a 5.7% decrease in sales volume to 7 million square meters from 7.5 million square meters in the year-ago quarter. Gross profit for the first quarter end March 31st, 2015 was RMB 13.8 million or US$2.2 million, an increase of 48.7% from the first quarter of 2014. The gross profit margin was 6.6% for the first quarter compared to a gross profit margin of 4.4% in the year-ago quarter. Profits from operations before taxes for the first quarter of 2015 was RMB 4.3 million or US$0.7 million as compared to a loss from operations before taxation of RMB 71.2 million for the first quarter of 2014. Excluding the non-cash RMB fair value loss on derivative financial instrument incurred in the first quarter of 2014, the year-ago quarter's loss from operation before taxation was RMB 2.5 million. Net profit for the first quarter of 2015 was RMB 2.8 million, or US$0.4 million, as compared to a net loss of RMB 71.5 million for the first quarter of 2014. Excluding the non-cash RMB 68.7 million fair value loss on derivative financial instrument incurred in the first quarter of 2014, the year-ago quarter's net loss was RMB 2.8 million. Earnings per fully diluted share for the first quarter of 2015 were RMB 0.14 or US$0.02 as compared to a loss per fully diluted share of RMB 3.5 for the first quarter of 2014. Excluding the non-cash RMB 68.7 million fair value loss on derivative financial instruments incurred in the first quarter of 2014, the year-ago quarter's loss per fully diluted share was RMB 0.14. Turning to our balance sheet, as of March 31st, 2015, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 201 million, or US dollar 32.6 million, compared to RMB 61.2 million, or US dollar 9.9 million, as of December 31st, 2014. The increase in cash and bank balances was primarily the result of cash generated from operating activity of RMB 141.2 million. As of the end of the first quarter of 2015, our debt consists of short-term bank borrowings, which were RMB 84.7 million, or US dollar 13.7 million, which is approximately the same debt level we had as of year-end fiscal 2014. As of March 31st, 2015, inventory turn was 150 days compared to 125 days as of December 31st, 2014. Trade receivables turnover was 181 days compared with 156 days as of fiscal year-end 2014. The company typically offers a credit period of 90 days to our customers and has extended to 150 days to our distributors since the end of 2012 to address funding pressures associated with the challenging real estate market conditions in China. We extended the credit period from 90 days to 120 days to direct companies' accounts since the end of 2014. Moving on to our business outlook. We expect the currency challenging market conditions to continue into the second half of the year. However, on a long-term basis, we believe that the underlying fundamentals of business continue to be sustainable. In the first quarter of 2015, we were able to sustain a reasonable solid average selling price for our products, which we believe is attributable to our strong brand name and excellent customer relationship. We view the decrease in the current quarter sales volume to 7 million square meters from 7.5 million square meters from the year ago quarter as due to difficult market conditions, as evident by a decrease in residential properties sold in China in recent months. This remains as certain as residential property prices have shown monthly decline on a year-to-year basis due to excess inventory, rare property supply exceed demand in many cities. However, since the real estate sector in China is estimated to comprise 15% of its economic output, a healthy real estate sector is important to China's growth. Consequently, the Chinese government has taken various actions to stimulate the real estate sector. The most recent measure was the lowering the reserve requirements ratio for banks in April 2015 to stimulate the Asian economy as well as to spur mortgage lending. Higher action includes lower interest rates, reducing the minimum down payment for second home buyer to 40% from 60%, and lowering the minimum down payment to 30% from 30% for the first home buyers. This could help fuel demand especially among those property buyers seeking upgrade homes to improve personal wealth. Further, the government has indicated that it may encourage developers to reduce their inventory of residential stock by converting unsold property into social housing in certain markets. We typically receive orders from customers 2 months in advance of production on a rolling basis. We entered into a dealership agreement with customers and a sales or purchase contract each time to customer place an order. As of March 31st, 2015, our backlog was approximately RMB 155.6 million, or US$26.7 million, which represents the next 2 months of revenue as of the end of the first quarter. This compares to backlogs as of March 31st, 2014. Of the 2 months revenue of RMB 169.7 million, a year-over-year decrease of 2.4%. Under normal circumstances, our backlog is an indicator of revenue that might be expected in the next quarter, though it is subject to change as a result of unforeseen business conditions and events, including credit payment terms. Looking forward, we expect there to be consolidation among both ceramic tile producers and large OTD. We believe that our proven expertise, advanced manufacturing, and deep product platform enables us to ultimately service large property developers, which could lead to a market share gains. We are confident that our management and operating capability differentiate us from our competitors, and that these capabilities will enable us to capitalize on market opportunities, our sectors in the periods ahead. In terms of an update as to our dividends for the year, after considerable deliberation, the company's board of directors has determined that due to continued volatile market conditions in China's real estate sector and its impact on building materials, it needs additional visibility to business condition and its financial results for the year to determine the appropriate dividend policy for 2015. This means that timing for dividends, if any, will be pushed back by about 3 to 4 months as compared to the previous 2 years, depending on the board's decision. The company expects that it will announce its dividend policy for the year in the mid-July or early August timeframe. We would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining fourth quarter and fiscal year end 2014 financials and operating performance. Operator.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. We will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. First question comes from the line of Howard Flinker.
你们好.
你好.
我有几个问题, I have a few questions. What did you earn last year in the second quarter? I forget, and I didn't look it up before the conference call.
Last year, second quarter?
Yeah.
Your question is the timing, or?
No, no, what did you earn last year in the second quarter? Without the FX loss.
I need to check back on the financials. So probably get back to you on this question.
Yeah, that's okay. The reason I'm asking is it looks as if you're running a little ahead of last year. Your sales will be down, but your profits will be up. Is that a fair guess?
Yes.
Okay, good. Second, somebody told me that where you have Hung Da Li, is that Zhejiang or Jiangxi?
It's in, the Hung Da Li is in Jiangxi.
Jiangxi. Someone told me that the provincial government enacted rules to convert coal to natural gas. You're going to do that, and everyone, not everyone, but those of your competitors who can afford it will do it, will also do that. But some can't. Some don't have the money and aren't making any money and won't be able to borrow the money. Do you have any idea how many regional competitors there are in Jiangxi?
I think there's quite a number of the competitors over there.
10 or 20, say, or more?
It's more.
More, okay.
It's 50. 100.
Okay, okay. Let's say 50.
Yeah.
And let's say there were 50 in the Jiangsu where this happened, where you had to convert to natural gas a few quarters ago. Why, and let me add that the way you're going, by the end of this year, your cash on hand will be double your stock price. So it's almost $2 now. Why? Here's a suggestion. Why don't you look at those 50 and say 10 or 15 make qualitative products but are doing a small amount of business, $10 or $15 million of business. They can't afford to stay in business. Why couldn't you look at them and go to them and their bank and say, listen, we will buy you just for the cost of inventory and receivables, no more. Not like the settlement you made with the class action lawyers where you grossly overpaid. They have no choice either to accept your bid or close. After you, presuming that you can select ones who make qualitative different tiles from you, let's say bathroom tiles, I'm just choosing something. After you choose them, you liquidate the inventory and receivables, so you get your money back. You say to the bank, we will help you sell the equipment that they don't need, and we'll split the revenue. And you could sell the equipment in a faraway province so they don't become a new competitor. And you could hire, let's say, three or four people who know how to produce that particular kind of tile that you're not producing now. You could add to your sales at an eventual zero cost, because liquidating the inventory and receivables will get you your money back. And you would add a product line and reduce a competitor. Does that make sense?
Yes. You have a very good idea.
Yeah. In both provinces, let's say there are 50 plus 50, 100. So maybe there are 20 that are qualitative, and among the 20, 4, 5, 6, or 7 would be interesting to you. And because your balance sheet is so strong, probably the strongest in the industry, even stronger than the, compared to your size, even stronger than the guys in Hong Kong. I forget their name. And the ones in Hong Kong have plenty of capacity anyhow. They don't need capacity. You'd be in a great position to get some sales at no cost, no eventual cost, because you'd liquidate the inventory and receivables, which would be your price. And you'd add a product line, and the three or four people, maybe one supervisor, who know how to produce that particular product that's a little different from yours, you could hire. You could add to your business and reduce competition. So that's a thought I have. A second thought along the same lines is when the government of Jiangsu ordered... No, I'm talking about the first one, in Hung Da. When the government of Jiangsu ordered tile companies to convert from coal to natural gas to cover your costs and maybe a little more, you raise price. Competition disappeared, so you're able to raise price, and now your price is a little higher than last year, despite soft business. Could that also be the pattern that's going to happen in Jiangxi?
It could happen, but it all depends on the local government policies.
Would the local government policy prevent you from raising price?
No. I mean, changing the coal into the natural gas.
Oh, I thought it happened. I thought they ordered it. Did it not happen yet, or is it going to happen?
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Okay. So you could take advantage of reduced competition because some guys are going to close up. They can't afford to convert. And maybe your prices could go up a little bit because you would have more customers coming to you anyhow. That's a thought. And finally, I say, just keep doing what you're doing. The market will take care of itself, both the stock market and the building market. And with your position, at some point, you're going to cash in. So I say, in tough times, nice job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Our next question comes from the line of John Chevy.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking my call. Can you give us an update on the company's sales of tiles for interior use and how much potential do you see for the company in the interior tile market?
It's approximately 10% of our sales are for the interior ceramic tiles. And, of course, the selling price of for this interior tiles is higher, but it, the cost of them is also higher. And we are selling better and more compared to the quarters years ago. So the selling for the interior ceramics is improving.
So if you look out, say, 3 or 5 years from now, how big do you think that the company's role in the interior tile market could become?
3 to 5 years from now, what we think that will possibly 50% to 100% more from now. And the market for interior tile is very big, and we also put our effort on this area.
Okay,
but
that's
the thing
helpful.
Is that the selling for the interior tiles needs some advertising cost to the individual, and the sales channel is a bit different.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. And can you comment on any progress that you've made in research and sales of new types of tiles that might give you a competitive advantage?
Yes. We always use some new material to produce the ceramic tiles. And recently, we also have a cooperate with some other business partner to use the PLU material to put into our ceramic tiles. And this will get the tiles lighter and also have a bit cost saving compared to the original old material.
So there would be a saving on your production price. Do you think that you would be able to sell it at the same selling price so that your profit per tile would be higher on the new formulation?
Because this is also a very beginning of the new raw material, what we think is at the beginning, we will be selling approximately the same selling price compared to the old type of tiles. If the market is mature, and we will consider increase our selling price on this new material product.
And is that something that you're going to be selling in 2015, or is it still at a research stage?
We will be selling in 2015, probably in the second half or late of the year.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. Thanks for that information, and thanks for the good results.
Thank you.
Your next question comes to the line of James Kahn.
Ni hao. Excellent quarter. I applaud. I have a few questions. First, I want to say that I am glad to hear that you will be selling the interior tiles in 2015. I wanted to ask about the Hengdali plant. Am I right that the Hengdali plant that you built is already working with natural gas?
No. It is still using the coal on Hengdali, which is in Jiangxi province.
I see. So if the Jiangxi province requires that you convert to natural gas, you will have to convert, but so will everyone else. Is that right?
All right. If the local government requires the industry to change to use the natural gas, we have to convert the energy basis on that.
Will that give you an advantage because you have more money, or will it be a disadvantage because other people have not yet built plants and they can just go directly to natural gas?
It's difficult to say, but that for the, of course, because we have cash on hand, it will give us advantage to convert it in a very timely manner, and that will be much faster than our competitor.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, if some of the competitors need to build the new plants, they also need time. So I think it's easier for the current factory or plants to convert the equipment into natural gas.
Thank you. So my next question is, you have cash of almost $2 a share. Is that correct?
Yes.
What do you plan? What are your plans for that cash this year and in the future?
Currently, we want to hold some cash because what we feel the building material and the housing environment business in China is very volatile right now, and we just want to prepare for the worst at this moment. And also, probably later of the year, we will have a small capital expenditure, and also we also consider any other opportunity for the coming challenging environment.
My last question is, I wanted to second Mr. Flinker's excellent idea about offering to buy some of your competitors and getting their inventory, and also add to it that is it possible that you could also get their existing customers and the customer lists?
Existing customer list from our competitor?
Yeah, if you were to buy some of your small competitors who are suffering from the competition and want to sell out, would another advantage be that you would acquire some of their customers along with the acquisition?
Yes. If this small competitor want to sell out their business, of course, they will give us their customer list and customer on this matter, but it needs negotiation on this matter.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Paul Son.
Good morning. I wanted to ask, for the extension of terms of payment to your customers, is that because they're in financial distress? Do you expect that the bad debt, your bad debts are going to go up?
Currently, we do not have bad debt. So far, all our customers paying us on time and within this credit period. We only support our customer during this difficult time, but they also honestly pay back to us.
All right, so the extension of payment terms doesn't indicate that your bad debt expense is going to go up.
All right.
Okay. The cash that you hold on your balance sheet is held in what kind of investment?
We do not have any investment with this amount of cash. We also had some very we have faced a derivative loss last year, so that we will be very concerned our investment in this matter. So currently we holding our cash to see if any very stable investment. If there's this so, we will sit for a board decision.
My question is the cash being held in, for instance, U.S. Treasuries, or is it in local municipal debt, or how safe is the cash in? How safe is the cash being held?
Oh, it's all on our bank, the Chinese bank.
Okay.
So should not be a problem for the safe.
Okay. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And you have a follow-up from the line of Howard Flinker.
I checked. Last year in the second quarter, you reported 1 cent, and that included a small amount of remaining FX loss and higher taxes. If one adjusts for that, you would have reported 8 cents, normally taxed. And the other comment I have about Jim Kahn's question is, if somebody wants to build a new plant in Jiangxi, it'll cost them $25 or $30 million. And
yeah, correct.
At the current level of pricing, there would be very little or no return. So it's not likely somebody's going to build a plant in Jiangxi. That's all I have to add. And again, Xie Xie Nian, Zai Jian.
Yeah, thank you, Howard.
Got you.
At this time, there are no questions.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tabitha. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we'd like to thank all of you for interest and participation on this call. This concludes China Ceramics' first quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. That does conclude the conference for today. You may now disconnect.